Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yeah! Brewers, yeah! And Bucks, yeah! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
All right, I got some breaking news here. We're broadcasting with the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Got some breaking news. We're going to have Bill Williamson on. He's on hold here. I'll get his thoughts on my breaking news here momentarily. We'll see what Charlie Houston thinks of my idea. You and I talked about our favorite costumes a little bit here, right? As adults and so forth. I got an offer, and I want to see what you think. And then I'll tell you what I said.
All right.
The offer was made to me to allow me to dress in the Wendy's costume with the red wig, the whole deal for Halloween.
Yes.
That's what I said. I said, absolutely.
You got to say yes.
I said, absolutely. I'm in. Yes. I'll clearly walk around the streets of where we go as Wendy from Wendy's because nobody else will be wearing it. Obviously, I'll be the only one. I'd make sure to shave my legs and stuff, make sure I look nice. But other than that, I think that's a winner.
That's genius. That's perfect.
Right?
There you go.
Yes. I think I'm definitely doing it. I better not be getting, you know, being teased and she wasn't serious. I hope she was serious.
She's got to be.
I hope she was serious. You better be able to deliver now. You said I can wear it. I'm in. I want to wear it.
If she wasn't serious, now she is because you said yes.
Yes. I'm sure Kay won't walk by me and I'll have to walk by myself away from our family. But either way, I think it'll be fun. Bill Williamson joins us now from silverandblackpride.com. Follow him on Twitter at BWilliamsonNFL. What say you, Bill? Would you wear a Wendy's costume this Halloween if I got it for you?
And I'm still working on my summer body, so I'll get back to you on that.
Hey, I got to know, man. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we led with the Davante Adams trade. I am happy and I am sad at the same time for Davante Adams. And the reason I'm sad for Davante Adams is because this whole thing kind of blew up in his face. He wanted to go back to that, what is his childhood team, his grandma's team. She's got her own, like, Raiders room in her house. They just redid with that TV show on ABC, which is a great TV show, with Boston, Robin, all those guys. So I watched all of that. You see his relationship with his grandma and his family and his friends. He wants to come play with this guy, Derek Carr. That lasts a year, and he's gone. Then he gets a bunch of quarterbacks that aren't near the quality that he had been playing with. And then his coach is liking Instagram posts and all this other stuff, and they're open to taking offers. He finds all about this out after the fact. And then, of course, he says, well, then fine, I want out of here. And now, not only is he not close to his family, he's on the exact opposite coast of his family. And he's got to go play in the cold weather all over again like he did in Green Bay. And in that division, you know, he doesn't have two domes. He's got all outside weather teams. New England's outside. Buffalo's outside. Now, Miami's nice. But the other two are outside. His stadium's outside. Like, yes, you get to play with Rodgers. So that's the happy part, I guess. He's going to have to get big numbers now. But he's been through it, Bill Williamson.
Yeah, but, I mean, kind of self-inflicted, right? I mean, He's kind of like, you know, the modern NBA player is that he's gotten what he wanted. He's been traded twice, and he's gone to exactly the places he wanted to both times. So, you know, be careful what you wish for. It did not work out with the Raiders. And now, you know, who knows how long Rodgers is going to be a Jet. You brought up, you know, in the receiver Netflix show, he talked about the weather in the West Coast. You made that point. He's leaving that. And who knows if he's even going to be a Jet next year? I mean, he could be a free agent in 5 months, theoretically, if they don't change that deal next year. I mean, I would think that he'll stay with the Jets if Aaron Rodgers stays. But, I mean, still, for right now, I mean, this is for the rest of this season. And he went from 1-2-14 to another 2-14.
Right. Yeah, he did. Could you imagine that? Could you imagine if Rodgers and Davante both aren't in New York after this season with the Jets and the cupboard is bare and they got to start all over at quarterback and they don't have another receiver to go with Garrett Wilson? If you think New York fans were mad before Bill Williamson, I can't even imagine how irate they will be at that point.
It's possible.
It is possible. I want to talk about Davante Adams' time there with the Raiders. How obviously was he received by fans when he got there, and how do they view him now?
Well, that's an interesting point. Look, the Raider fans were excited when they got him, super excited. Because you remember, they're coming off a playoff season, and they got a legit star, and he did play very well for the Raiders. But they won, you know, they were 15-22 with him. So, they didn't have the ultimate success. And then Raider fans, you know, there's the mantra from the team, once a Raider, always a Raider. Well, that's not always the case with the fan base. And I think you can say that with a lot of fan bases. As soon as this saga started 2 weeks ago, fans are pretty tired of him because there was always rumors that he wanted out, but then he's like, no, I want to stay. But there's always rumors, so it kind of hovered. And then, you know, the Netflix show happened, and they saw his frustration. So I think people tired of him pretty quickly in the last couple of weeks.
What's the deal with Antonio Pierce? I mean, they all loved Antonio Pierce last year. That's our guy. And now he's the coach. You have the Instagram thing and everything going on. How is he currently being received inside that locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's okay. It's not as great as they thought as this was going to be. I mean, look, he was handpicked by the team, including Davante Adams. Him and Max Crosby made points to push for him. Max Crosby got it out there that, you know, he would want to have been traded if they didn't keep Antonio Pierce. They went 5-4 with him as the interim coach. Had some really nice moments, you know, the win on Christmas Day at Kansas City, the Chiefs' last loss of the season, and the 63 points against the Chargers on Thursday night in their previous game. But they were 5-4. They got shut out 3-0 against the Vikings. So, I mean, they were just about average with Pierce. And then this year happens, and Pierce says, you know, he's preaching stability and continuity and consistency, and they're 2-4. They've looked awful. They've been trailing by double digits in all six of their games. They could easily be 0-6. And then, you know, there's been some off-field issues, and with Pierce, as far as, you know, he said business decisions after the Carolina loss, and that upset some people, and he had to apologize for that. And then the social media thing with Adams, it hasn't been smooth, to say the least.
What about Max Crosby? What does this mean for him now, kind of going forward? Obviously, he's the stud left on that football team that everybody looks at and wonders what happens there. And, you know, he's got a kind of a part of his contract where it probably makes it easier for them to move on if they want to after this year, whether it's or maybe at the trade deadline to move him or trade him this offseason. Is he available? Will he become available, do you think?
You never know with this team. I mean, at the moment, I would say no. He has recently stated, you know, recently as in since the Davante thing started, that he doesn't want to go anywhere. But, you know, he has stated that he wants to win, and you know, it gets frustrated. But I think his breaking point is pretty – there's still ways to go for that. You know, I think he really wants to make it work with the Raiders, and he has said he wants to be the greatest all-time Raider. And that's, you know, I mean, there's some elite, elite people in this team's history. So I think he wants to be part of that. But we'll see. I mean, everything's on the table with this team, but I don't think we're close to being there that with Max Crosby.
I don't know, man. If I'm the Detroit Lions, I come offering the house to try and get Max Crosby to replace Hutchinson and bring Max Crosby back to Detroit and really give them a legitimate chance. Now, obviously, if I'm a Packer fan, I don't want that to happen. But from a Detroit Lions standpoint, I don't think they can sit on their hands and not do anything either. I got one more for you. We were talking about this, yesterday, last week, about this Cowboys fiasco and Jerry Jones, who's back in the news again today for how he handled the radio interview. As far as Jerry Jones should fire Jerry Jones, I was like, that's not going to happen. It's just not. And my producer, Charlie, we were talking about Al Davis and how kind of Mark Davis hasn't led this thing exactly correctly either after Al passed with the Raiders. And the funny thing is I know a couple different people that work for the Aces and are part of that organization, and they love Mark Davis and have nothing but good things to say about him. But as far as running the Raiders, the football side of thing has not gone the way that I think he would have wanted to this point since he's been in control.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at all the issues in this team, and because it's been every tenure, you know, he's the common denominator. He is a nice guy. He has said that he's, you know, not really a football guy. He does want to win. It means a lot to him. But, yeah, it's been chaos. And I don't know if it's fair to point it at him. But, on the other hand, I don't know if it's not fair to do it either. So, I mean, it falls at him. And, you know, they brought in Tom Brady today as a minority owner, 5%. You know, there's some reports of saying he's going to have a big voice. We'll see. I think it's more going to be a voice of recruiting and rah-rah. But, I mean, it can't hurt, right? But, yeah, I mean, Mark Davis has a great situation as far as he's making a lot of money now. He didn't make much money, in, relatively speaking, in Oakland. He's making a lot of money in Las Vegas. So, but they have to, you know, they're not a winner, and this is their fifth season there, and it, you know, doesn't look, they're real close to being a consistent winner either.
But don't they have to let Tom Telesco do his job right now for the next couple of years and see what he can do? I mean, he wasn't a bad general manager with the Chargers, I don't think.
Yeah, he was average. He was okay, you know. He hit on the first round a lot, didn't hit much after that. I think he plays the early part of the draft well. He did that this year with letting the board fall to him and getting Brock Bowers, who's been an absolute stud. Unbelievable. And they got Jackson Powers Johnson in the second round, kind of the same way. And he looks like he's going to be a long-time starter. But, yeah, you hired the guy to be the GM, so I don't think they should talk about firing him anytime soon. And same thing with Pierce. It may not be working, might be a great start, but, I mean, what's the point if you're going to keep starting over, you know, every year, year and a half? It's just not going to work.
Let me call my shot. Can I call my shot real quick here? I think it'll be fun. Yeah. How about Tom Brady, president of football operations, with Bill Belichick running the show underneath him?
It'd be interesting.
It seems like a Mark Davis move. He loves splash.
That would be a splash for sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah. Again, I don't know if we're close to seeing this interim coach being, you know, fired 1 year into it, but I mean, you never know.
Nope, you don't never know. That is absolutely correct. He is Bill Williamson. Follow him again on Twitter at @BWilliamsonNFL, silverandblackpride.com. Amazing stuff. Check out all the Devonta Adams coverage there too. Bill, thank you so much, sir.
Hey, see ya. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. There he is, Bill Williamson.